All right, so I'm not sure if I'm the plumber. I think I am.
Uh-oh.
I was going to try to surprise Amanda.
Oh, boy.
Again.
Yeah.
So Amanda's...
I think she's surprised every time you try to fix something.
She's testing for PSSAs for her students now, and she's in Pottstown, and I'm... I was like, okay, well, while she's away, new surprise.
Yeah.
We're going to finally change the one toilet.
Oh, okay.
When we first got the house, the day we bought it, the first two of the first things we bought were two brand new toilets. We changed the one. It took a while to change the one in the back.
Yeah.
And then we're in the middle of redoing the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? I'm going to finally do it while she's gone.
Yeah.
I'm going to unscrew this and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to
shut the water off first.
Well, I didn't start it yet.
Oh, okay.
Because I was watching, you know, I've changed toilets with the help of people. I've never changed a toilet by myself.
Yeah. Yet. No time better than the present.
Exactly.
Because you know, if anybody knows about toilets, it's definitely.
Yeah, it's a guy with a plumbing background.
Sure,
like me.
That's not where I was going with it. But yeah,
oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, no, that was. Okay, I get it. Do you know anything about changing toilets?
Nope.
So I watched a couple videos, and every video I've watched was not how I've changed toilets in the past.
No.
So now I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be without a toilet.
No, not you.
And I'm like looking and I'm like, well, what if I crack the porcelain?
Correct.
While I'm tightening something. And then I'm thinking, well, where am I going to even put this toilet when I'm done?
Yeah, and throw it in the garage with everything else.
Well, that does make sense. Can I put them on the side of the road and hope somebody picks them up? Yeah, would somebody pick up a used toilet?
No, you know what you do? You put inside. I've seen people do this. Fill it with dirt and put some flowers in there, and it's a potted plant. A potty plant, maybe, if you
that
will.
Would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that... That actually, you may not want to give it. You may want to put that in front of your house.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one.
Okay, so I'm here for that.
Oh my God, you're still listening to me.
Okay, so maybe we do try this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nervous, though.
Yeah.
Should I do it, do you think?
Well, I thought, because I remember when we recorded the promo for today's show, you were thinking about attempting it last night. And I think maybe you looked
scared.
At it and you got scared.
I got a little frightened.
Yeah.
So you shut off the water.
Yeah, if you want to.
You drain it.
If you're fast, you don't need
to. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
You drain it, and then you take off the line, put a little bucket under there to catch the water.
Nah.
You undo the bolts, and then you carry the thing out of there.
It sounds easy, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then you get off the wax ring or whatever might be there. My problem is I feel like this toilet's been there for some time, and I don't know what's going to be underneath it.
Yeah. What are you afraid of now? Bugs and snakes and monsters?
No, like, what if there's water damage and mold?
Oh, well, that could be, honestly, because I did have a toilet done once, and the wood from the floor actually got wet from over the years.
Yeah.
And they had to replace all that.
Same. That's what happened
but
in the
back
bathroom.
But you're a carpenter, too. You're a master carpenter, so that should not be an issue for you.
Yeah, but then this turns into a whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, if that's the thing, this turns into a whole thing. And the tile that's in that bathroom is the worst tile to get up. It's like 1970s tile.
Yeah.
That's
I should rip
horrible.
All that up, too. Do you have a jackhammer?
Yeah, actually, I do. I've got a small thing that would do
that. Why
don't
you start with that? Start with the sidewalk outside the house and work your way right through the front door, the new floors, into the bathroom.
I think I could. I'm afraid of what's going to happen after.
Yeah, well, she's going to get home and then you're going to get yelled at. But
yeah.
Is that what you're afraid of?
No. Oh. I'm afraid of when I take the toilet off, what's going to happen.
Okay.
I'm not afraid of taking it apart, putting the new one on. I'm afraid of what I'm going to find underneath it.
All right.
Do I just cover it up and pretend it didn't happen?
Yeah, either that or just don't do the project and let it go. It'll eventually do itself.
I got you.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Okay, I am traumatized from replacing a toilet, so it's not that easy.
But for Chewy, it is. He's a master of everything.
I've replaced now 1, 2, 3, 4 toilets in my life just with the help of people, and only one went terribly wrong.
Okay, my instance went terribly wrong because we had like a poop apocalypse where... So tree roots grow in and poop went into our tub and then into back up. It was just everywhere.
Oh, that's a good one.
And there, it was a bad one. So anyway, we had to take off the toilet for some reason and replace the wax seal, whatever. I am holding the toilet hunched over while my husband was replacing the wax seal.
Mm-hmm.
And as I went to say to him, because he was reaching up, he reached up without looking and his poo covered glove went right into my mouth.
Oh,
yes. I was like, and I couldn't even drop the toilet. I couldn't even do anything about it. I'm still traumatized to this day about the 100-year-old poop that went into my mouth.
Did it taste like some spaghetti and meatballs? Or
I don't.
Yeah,
that's so gross.
Yeah, it was the most. I thought I was. I was like about to pour bleach in my mouth. I'm such a germaphobe, and it's like, oh my god, what can I even pour into my mouth to kill whatever diseases are about to happen?
We can only
Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola probably would have did it.
Yeah, I mean, it does strip the rust off metal. I should have just swigged a Coke, but
well, I hope that happens at Chewy's house.
No, it was awful.
You actually, if you want to know the truth, the actual thing I've learned from this is actually wear gloves while changing my toilet, because every time I've changed toilets, I've never worn gloves.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, because underneath the wax seal and you're touching the rim and you're like, oh, there's definitely some biomatter everywhere.
I wash my hands afterwards.
Chewy, you should wear the gloves that Amanda wore at the wedding, the long white ones. Put them right up and just grab the toilet underneath.
There you go. She'd love that.